Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to yet another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. People, I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you all for your time. I know I really excuse me, appreciate you guys. When I log back into the system and I see that I had all these listeners, it just it really makes me feel like I'm at least making a dent in the perspective and in the narrative of individuals that choose to look at my titles and have some type of curiosity. So I definitely appreciate it. Welcome to March 11th, 2022. This is the Christopher Smith Show. People, I'm going to be talking about being selfish, being tough, and having an attitude. Do you know when to shut yours off? Do you know when to shut yours off? Being selfish, having an attitude, being tough. Do you know when to shut yours off? People, when I talk about things like this, when I talk about all these perspectives and narratives of oneself, I'm really doing a grand reflection of myself. And I thank God that as I grab this microphone today, as I broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network, I am truly glad that I am a student of those words that I speak. I am not only the owner of the National Fathers League, I'm also a client. I'm not only the host of the Christopher Smith Show, I'm also a listener. All right. I would like to think, as we all do, that everyone thinks like we do. We all would like to think that the way we think, the way we are, we would like to think that we are the best and many others should be like us. Well, I am no different and I'm not an exception to that rule. So let's get into it. What am I talking about when I say being selfish, tough, and having an attitude? Do you know when to shut yours off? So let me come at it this way, because I lived for 50 plus years. I've seen a lot, and I can bring a very large sway from one side of this perspective to another side. People, I have a lot of people in my family. I was about to say I have a lot of adults. So let me back that up. I have a lot of aunts and uncles. And at 53 years old myself, I get to look at my aunts and uncles, and now I get to judge and see, okay, this works, that works. Oh, don't do that. Oh, auntie did that. Oh, damn, my uncle did that. If they had shut that nonsense off when they were younger, they'd be in a better place now that they're older. They're in their 70s and some in their 80s. So I get to look at a lot of things, and then I, as an open-minded individual, I make sure that I make those adjustments for myself, all right? So as the youngest one in my family, I had to be the learner. I wasn't teaching anybody, just if you can understand that narrative. I taught nobody anything in my family. They taught me everything. This is the reason why I don't speak to half of them, or probably 90% of them, because they're on a collision course with just stupidity, and they seem to keep speeding up. Another story for another day, of course. So when I was a kid, I got to listen to my mom and my aunts curse. It's like my mom and my aunts, they seem to have more my mom, my aunt, excuse me, have a curse word minimum. And a curse word minimum is at least three curse words for every five words. So it was bleeping, get the bleeping, 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 bleeping. And it's just, you said nothing but curse words. Now I get to look at and I get to see a couple of things as I gained some knowledge and wisdom through my travels. People, when you talk to a person like that, that person is and have a contaminated soul. I'm going to say that again. When you talk to a person like that, that person has a contaminated soul. People, do you know where the word inspire comes from? The word inspire comes from inner spirit. In spirit, inspire, in spirit, inspire. That's where the word inspire comes from. So think about this. You're dealing with someone that speaks like that. Where do they get their inspiration from? We are only in actions of our inspirations. That's what we are. A bank robber once inspired to do a bank job. At one time he inspired, and then he actually did it. So when you listen to someone as I did, get that A, F and A in the F and room. Who told you to bring your A out the goddamn room? And just now you get to see that. I get from 8 years old, I get to see where that led to. I would need to have a show for 1 year straight, 24 hours a day, 30 days a month, weekends and everything, to tell you the true destination to that. But what if my aunt had turned that off? What if she would have turned that off? People, we turn things off all the time. You do. You have. You've gotten mad at somebody. You've gotten upset with somebody. Someone has disappointed you. In order to move forward, you have to shut that off. And because you was able to shut that off, you were able to grow. There was allowed growth because you shut that off. I am a fighter. I'm a fighter. And I have a perspective and analogy. And my perspective is, people, you never pick a fight with a fighter. And that is true. You never pick a fight with a fighter. People, I have no problem fighting. But I don't mean being out in the streets brawling. I have no problems if somebody says, hey, look, if the police department did something wrong to me, I'll send them a letter and I'll get explanation. I have no problem with jumping in that fight. I was the squad leader in the military. I was going to be brought up on mutiny charges because I tried to get our sergeant kicked off. You couldn't do that. I didn't know. It was called mutiny. It's when all the lower troops get together and conspire against the sergeant in charge. That works at Amazon. That'll get you thrown in jail in the military. It was only because I was on the top of my game that didn't happen. My reputation saved me. There's a word that people say when they meet somebody: your reputation precedes you. My reputation preceded me. But I'm a fighter. I am always looking for an issue in a situation. Always. I'll give you an example. I got this new job. All right. And in the trucking business, there are a lot of recruiters. There are a lot of individuals that all they do is recruit drivers. You can see the same job posted with three different recruiters, but worded differently. And I'm currently working a job where I'm on 4 days and I'm off 3 days. And I found a job that would have me home every night. And there was a discrepancy with the time off, and I called them up, and I had my guns cocked, and I was calling and sending emails. And I realized that if I was going to be home every day, that is the worth it. That's the worth. I got it resolved, but I was ready to fight. And when I decided to shut my fight off, when I decided to turn my tough off, I accepted any little explanation they gave me. Because I realized, wow, you're away from home, and you can be home every day. You can wake up in your bed. People, 4 days out of the, 4 nights out of the week, I'm waking up in the back of a truck. I mean, it's comfortable. You know, this truck is a lot better than what I had when I was in another company. However, the end game. Home every day. People, I haven't taken my garbage out in about 4 months. My garbage, it's in my can, and because I'm never home on garbage day, I don't take my cans out. Now, as a person that lives by himself, I don't accumulate much where the cans got to go out. But I like to take the cans out to show activity at the house. I like to, you know, people say, oh, well, because, you know, when you live in a neighborhood that I live in, it's a quiet neighborhood. That's where they go to breaking houses, when they squat on houses and be watching. Nonetheless, I would like, and I miss the weekly activity of just putting my cans out at the curb. I miss that. I miss it. I'm currently, my garbage day is put the cans out Tuesday night. They come pick them up Wednesday morning. I'm out somewhere out by Tuesday night. I'm in Illinois somewhere. I'm Midwest. I live on the East Coast, but I'm out Midwest, and I'm working my way back Wednesday. And so I had to shut my fight. I had to shut it off. I had to shut it off. For the detriment of moving forward, people, I had to shut it off. And there are people that don't know how to do that. I see it when I see it on social media. Somebody goes somewhere. It's a chicken place. They go up to the thing and they order some chicken. Oh, it'll take 5 minutes. Well, God effing damn it. I'm on my way to work. Y'all don't have it ready? Mother, oop, you stupid. You mother, oop. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Individuals being there, tearing it up as if all they got to do is argue, and 4.5 minutes will just disappear into the ether. Can't shut that tough off. Just can't. People, I have I call it a blessing, and then sometimes I call it the unfortunate blessing. I have the unfortunate blessing, and I'm going to use the unfortunate perspective of it right now because I'm going to say this. I have the unfortunate blessing of studying women, the psychology of women. I listen to other women talk about women because I'm interested in women. And one of the unfortunate narratives is, as I tell individuals, you can go ahead and curse me out. I'm not going to curse you out back. I'm going to sit down here and ponder on where is this coming from, all right? I've said that. So I will listen to somebody curse. I will let somebody curse me out. I have nothing to say to them. I got nothing to say. No, I ain't got nothing to say. And then I will say I can't deal with them no more. But the Office of Vital Statistics says that women of color either marry late or don't marry at all, but number one, they're having children. And I just want to say that because there's something really wrong with that. It's kind of like saying, give me some hot coffee, but don't use fire and don't use a microwave and don't use the it's just something wrong with that narrative. But I'm going to tell you what I've learned through my studies. Selfishness is high, and I don't seem to see an off button. I would just say this. It's not too many times I meet an individual and I have better living arrangements. It probably happened one time. I've owned a house for a very long time. I've owned homes. As a matter of fact, I've only been out of, since I was 18, I only not owned a home since I was 18, 7 years. Once I if you was to add up all the years that I've been living since 18, which is 35 years, I've only didn't own a house 7 of those years. And I would meet an individual that's renting, and of course, because I am who I am, we're talking about growth. It is, I'm not moving to your house, you move in my apartment. Selfish. Thinking of oneself. Don't know how to shut that off. If there's one thing I can truly say when it comes to being selfish, I can say that now in my life I am forced into selfishness. I was forced into it. It's not something that I wanted, but I gladly accept it. My family has taught me, nope, selfish is the way to be. That's another story for another day. But what I learned is, whatever you do in life, if you see that it's not going to merge you into society to exist in society, you got to shut it off. You have to. Selfishness will leave you by yourself. It will. That's where selfishness is going to lead you. Ugly, ugly stop at the end of that road. It is. Have a good day, y'all.